Ramsey TV.
This is the world's most outspoken Bible scholar, Martin Zender, broadcasting from the edge of the bottom of the Floridan Peninsula, making sense for a living 5 days a week and also on the weekend. Not everybody hears me make sense on the weekend, but talk to anybody who even sees me on the weekend. I continue to make sense on Saturday and Sunday. Just a normal operating procedure, standard operating procedure here with me. Yes, going to talk about the armor of God, but I'm going to bring up at the beginning of the show here a related issue. This will lead into the armor of God. This is really a follow-up comment on the Johnny and Caitlin Green saga. Don't worry, I know you're tired of hearing those names. I understand. This is just going to be a brief comment on something that I did not talk about. I ignored this aspect of it, but now Mr. Green has made subsequent videos blaming me for Caitlin's drug problems. Caitlin, it was made public. She made it public in my comments, and Johnny made it public that Caitlin had some struggles with drugs. And the crazy thing is, I'm being blamed. This is not a defense of me. This is a defense of the truth. This is an important consideration. Apparently, well, it's a fact that these problems existed before I even met these individuals. That is a known fact. But apparently, me and my crazy message of freedom and grace, apparently, that was taken advantage of by Caitlin, unbeknownst to me. And so this has become, now I understand more, this is the catalyst behind Johnny's roaring lion Old Testament prophet vehemence, that this grace message is to be blamed, and anyone who heralds the grace message is to be blamed for his daughter's drug problem, which apparently she has overcome. Great, I am thrilled to hear that. Anybody who has any sort of bad habit or problem in their life that they overcome, I thank God for that. I would ask the question, what is more likely to help someone overcome any sort of problem like this? Would it be law or would it be grace? It would be grace every time, but that doesn't mean that some people don't take advantage of grace. They do. And I'm going to read you a verse stating that. So anyone, this is part of the armor of God, because Paul says to be sandaled with the readiness of the evangel of peace. We have an evangel of peace. And again, Paul was constantly accused of telling people to go out and sin, constantly. So I'm in good company. This is nothing new. In fact, it's an honor. Thank you, Johnny. It's an honor to be blamed, to have the message that I proclaim being blamed for someone taking advantage of it. Paul was accused of that, and anyone teaching the gospel of the grace of God and of the gospel of peace will be blamed for this. And it would be tempting when you're sandaled with the readiness of the evangel of peace, which is part of the armor of God. It is tempting to say, well, I better stop preaching this message. Look what happened. Somebody took advantage of it. And this is exactly what the mistake Mr. Green made and continues to make. And what does this do? It falls right off of me because I am protected by the evangel of peace. And that evangel, even though it could be taken advantage of, doesn't wipe out the evangel. But this is what Johnny has decided to do. This is very instructive. And again, I ignored this. Caitlin made a public comment that said her problem got worse. She felt it got worse, not denying her at all. When she became familiarized with the gospel of the grace of God. Does it happen? Yeah, it happens. I am guaranteeing anyone here that it would happen more under the directives of the law. If the law said, thou shalt not use this substance or thou shalt not use that substance, it would produce the use of that substance. And I will contend to you that Caitlin, having received, apparently, maybe not, maybe she never did get the message, I don't know. Having heard the message of the grace of God, it is possible that that remained in her. if she received it, and that it works eventually. I contend that if she legitimately received the gospel of peace, the gospel of not fighting, the gospel of the grace of God, I contend to you that if she actually received it, that it is that message that has subsequently delivered her. Even though she may attribute it to some act of willpower, to some Christian Pentecostal miracle, I don't know, whatever. That's not it. I guarantee you that's not it. It's that this evangel has worked in you and produced fruit. It doesn't produce fruit on demand. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it might produce fruit instantly, but it does not always work that way. It has to sit. It has to simmer. It has to bubble up and come as you come to a further realization and recognition of it. And that is responsible, Johnny, for the success Caitlin is now having. Apparently, great. I rejoice. I'm thanking God for that. It's because of the message that it is. I will put that up against any competing theories. No, it was an act of willpower. When you were teaching grace, it wrecked her. And now that we have now thrown away grace and thrown away peace and have adapted law again, now this is what's... No, it's not. You're not paying attention. It's the message that is doing it. It just took time. It was incubating. And the chick finally came out of the egg. It's terrific. And you're attributing it to some freaking religious willpower. I'm going to prove to you right now, this is not a defense of me. This is a defense of the truth. Listen to Paul. This is the same letter in Galatians chapter 5. He starts this in verse 1. For freedom Christ frees us. Stand firm then. Stand firm. That's what you have to do. This is what part of the armor of God is. You stand firm in freedom. Stand firm. Because, again, so many people will come up against you trying to take away your freedom and say, you see, your freedom doesn't work. Oh, what do you mean it doesn't work? Well, my daughter started to believe this freedom message of yours. And again, people think I invented this. The freedom message of Martin Zender. The grace message of Martin Zender. The don't worry about anything message of Martin Zender. No, this is all Paul's message. I'm just repeating the gospel of Paul. For freedom, Christ frees us. And then we get down to verse 13. For you were called for freedom, brethren. And listen to this. Only use not the freedom for an incentive to the flesh, but through love be slaving for one another. Did you hear that? Don't use the freedom for an incentive to the flesh. And you have heard me over and over again on this show. And I do the same thing with people privately who I'm talking to about this. I always tell them, don't use the freedom as an incentive to the flesh. And I've never told anybody to do anything illegal. If it's illegal, somebody tells me, Martin, I'm considering doing something illegal that has to do with drugs. What should I do? Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm considering sinning because of this freedom you've been teaching. What do you suggest? Don't sin. That's what I suggest. I never have said otherwise. So I'm completely confident in this message. You are called for freedom. Only use not the freedom for an incentive to the flesh. What does this tell you? This tells you that it is possible to use that freedom for an incentive to the flesh. It is possible to do that. Otherwise, this warning would be moot. You would need the warning. Don't use your freedom as an incentive to the flesh, because Paul probably saw people doing it. People are still doing it. Because when you first get the grace message, it's so shocking that the inner person probably wants to take advantage of it and might. And I said this 20 years ago during the Sin series. No, it was 1996. How many years ago is that? It doesn't matter. 25 years? I don't know. More than 25 years ago, I was teaching on this very thing. I could play the tape for you, play the quote. I remember it verbatim. Some people at first will take advantage of grace, will take advantage of freedom. But at least now they're starting out on the right foot. And if they're patient with it If you let it sit, if you let it incubate, it will eventually exceed any other remedy, including law, including regulations, including Christian willpower, or singing songs, or quoting happy verses, or playing music, or looking at pictures of mountains. Oh, isn't that nice? Oh, God, I'm just going to behave for Jesus. I'm going to do the right thing for God. That's just dressed up law. That's law in sheep's clothing. So I have said for over 25 years that people do take advantage of grace. But at least with the grace message, you're starting out on the right foot. And if you're patient, it will work. It has to work because it's the truth. And I know this for a fact. Paul states that the law is producing indignation. What is not to be understood here? The law is producing indignation. And it doesn't just mean the law of Moses. It's anything that God really, I should, for God, stop this. I should not do this. This is wrong, and I'm going to try to dial up the willpower. And it's so counterintuitive. This is why nobody trusts it. Not, well, you trust it, but people like Johnny Green and Caitlin Green don't trust it, apparently. It's working in spite of them not trusting it, which is a great thing that I suspect to be true. And we will find out that it is true. Grace has power, man. It has power. And you don't stop the message because someone takes advantage of it. I've never told anyone to use your freedom. Yes, use your freedom as an incentive to the flesh. Do it. Well, people will do it. It's been a problem ever since this grace message has been announced. Do you know what Johnny's solution is? Well, we got to get rid of the freedom. We got to get rid of the freedom. Freedom produced this problem in my daughter. Therefore, it's a freedom problem, so we're going to get rid of the freedom message. That's the man's solution. And he's acting on it. Get rid of the freedom. Get rid of the grace. Get rid of Jess's channel, Rest in Grace. Get rid of Martin's channel, MZTV. Get rid of any channel that's teaching. For freedom, Christ frees you. Get rid of any channel that teaches where sin increases, grace super exceeds. Why, Johnny? Why? These are scriptural verses. These come from the Apostle Paul. Because my daughter took advantage of it. And for a while, her problem got worse. For a while, it got worse. And we refused to trust it. So even though the message is still in there and something has happened subsequent, whatever they've done subsequent to throwing out in their minds, throwing out the gospel of grace has not worked. It's the gospel of grace that has worked. So it's not a freedom problem. It's a Caitlin problem. Johnny can't admit that. Got to blame somebody else. Not a freedom problem. It's a Caitlin problem. Caitlin, apparently, from what I'm hearing, I don't know, I'm just reporting from what these people are saying publicly. Caitlin used her freedom for an incentive to the flesh. If I had known this was happening, I would have said, don't do it. You're doing this because you feel free? You're doing this because you feel no guilt? A weaker person would have then taken away the freedom, taken away the not guilty, taken away the grace. Okay, we're going to change everything now. Where sin increases, condemnation super exceeds. For you're not free in Christ anymore. Okay, what do you want me to tell you? Okay, you're no longer free in Christ. This is what Johnny's doing. Throwing out the freedom, throwing out the grace. Because look what it did to my daughter. No, it didn't. Your daughter did this to your daughter. I know God's sovereign. Give me a break. Of course, I know God is sovereign. We're speaking relatively here. You are called for freedom. Just don't use it for an incentive. Some people do. I say don't do that. Whenever I see it happening, I tell people to stop it. I said, just let it incubate. Be at peace. The solution is not to erase the message. The solution is not to then say, okay, what's the opposite of that? You were called for freedom. Don't use your freedom for an incentive to the flesh. But more than somebody, just use their freedom for an incentive to the flesh. It's been reported to me. What do I do then? Okay, that's it. No more freedom. No more freedom. It's too dangerous. Grace is too dangerous. No more freedom. No more grace. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going back to the law of Moses. That is what this man, Johnny Green, is doing. He's taking away the fruit. That's his solution. Instead of blaming his daughter, he's blaming the person who announced the gospel of grace. Blaming all the people, all of us, me, Jessica, Rob, Scott Hicko, Wes Vollenkamp, Seth Vollenkamp, blaming us because we're heralding the freaking message. Johnny, you're messed up, bro. Okay, I know you got enough of that last month, so that's all I have to say about that. Important truth, yes? So I have a few moments left for a brief introduction to the armor of God. It's rather humorous how Christians picture the armor of God. I'm going to show you a series of images of how Christians see the armor of God. Look at these. Are these not... Well, to me, they're hilarious because they're such a joke as you look at these images of these great Christian warriors who have put on the armor of God. They're missing one important thing that is said right at the beginning as we continue to look at these. Well, at least there's a good-looking woman with the armor.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. At least there's a good-looking woman. This is what Paul says. Here's how he starts Ephesians 6, verse 10. And let me say this. I'll give you the sequel of this. I'll tell you what the armor is about. The armor does not protect you personally. But now I'm thinking a little bit that it does. Based on what just happened to me, being blamed for somebody else's problem because I teach freedom and grace. I'm starting to think that, yeah, it does protect us. But chiefly, it protects the truth. This armor is for the protection of the truth. And truth has been assailed by Johnny and Caitlin Green. They have assailed the truth because they feel the truth has screwed them. The truth caused them problems. Therefore, we have to get rid of the truth. That's their juvenile solution. It's not mature at all. It's not mature. Maturity sits on it. Maturity lets it cook. Lets it simmer. And maturity does not overreact to failure, does not get overexcited when somebody thinks that this message of grace is going to instantly cause all their problems to disappear. It didn't. Okay, that's it. No more grace. No more Paul. We're going back to James. We're going back to Moses. We're going back to 1 John. We're going back to the sin that you should not pray for. We're going back to repentance. And we're going back to stop your lascivious lifestyles. We're going back to that. Oh, we're going back to that because this grace stuff that Martin teaches just doesn't work. Freedom doesn't work. Oh, it works, mofo. It works. For the rest, brethren, mine, be invigorated in the Lord and in the might of his strength. This is about God's strength. Verse 11, put on the armor of God. The concordance says panoply, very awkward word. It just means the whole set of equipment. But this is the armor. I'm not going to say panoply. I hate that word. You can look it up at the dictionary. It's the whole armor of God. I'm just going to say the whole armor of God. Put on the... No, I'm just going to say the armor of God. You know what I mean. Put on the armor of God. This is the armor of God. You don't wear this stuff personally. This is God's protection of you against Satan's lies. These implements of defense. There's only one offensive instrument here. We're going to get to that. These implements of defense protect you against Satan's lies, such have been coming at us full strength from Johnny Green. Satan's lies that we have to perfect ourselves with law. That is a lie. We have to perfect ourselves by self-examination. That's the answer. Self-examination. Not freedom, not grace. Self-examination. That is a lie. Caitlin told us in a comment that the Apostle Paul wrestled every day with his human nature. That is a lie. I made a whole video on that. Look for that title. Paul wrestled against his human nature. This is a lie. That's the name of the video. Watch it. It's stellar. Great truth there. It's a lie. It's a lie. You're not justified. That's a lie. This is what the armor is for. And we, without even announcing it, without even saying it, we were using the armor of God for the last month to protect us from these lies. And also, Paul reveals to us here that these lies are coming only indirectly through flesh and blood. In other words, flesh and blood, other human beings, are the agents. But behind these agents is Satan. That's why we shouldn't go too hard on the agents. We shouldn't go too hard on the flesh and blood people who are lying to us, even though they don't know they're lying. They're lying. We can't go too hard on them because it's not them. They're being co-opted. They're being hijacked by Satan. Paul says that here. We're going to get into that. But my main point that I want to introduce the topic with and also end the video at the same time is that this is the might of God's strength. This is not putting on the gear yourself. This is the armor of God. That should be a big clue. Armor of God. In other words, God's armor to enable you to stand up to the stratagems of the adversary. There it is, just like I told you. The stratagem, the tricks of Satan. Verse 12, might as well read that. For it is not ours to wrestle with blood and flesh, but with the sovereignties, the authorities, with the world mights of this darkness, with the spiritual forces of wickedness among the celestials. But ladies and gentlemen, these spiritual forces of wickedness among the celestials, they can inhabit the most prettiest vessels. They can speak through the most beautiful, the prettiest, the nicest voiced vessels. That's the trick of it. That's what we have to look through. We have to have x-ray vision. We have to have our lie detectors on. We can spot these lies and instantly defend against them because this truth is so fantastic. The truth that Paul puts this at the end of his career, at the end of Ephesians, because this protects the truth he has just given us in the earlier parts of Ephesians. And for that matter in Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, and Galatians. This is what protects all of it. Now that you have the truth, Paul says. He doesn't say this, but I'm not going to be like Johnny Green and make up a scripture. Paul says in Ephesians 12, verse 95. No, Paul is saying that now that you have all this truth, people are going to come up against it. People who hate it, people who don't trust it, people who don't give it time. They're going to hate it, and they're going to come up against you, and they're going to tell you lies, and they're going to make you doubt everything I told you. That's what Johnny Green has been doing, trying to make us doubt. We don't do it because we have the armor of God. Try to make you doubt your justification, doubt that God has called you righteous, doubt that you should even have the audacity to feel peace. You're at peace. You're telling other people to be at peace. You told my daughter to be at peace. Probably did. Yeah, I probably did. But again, if I had been asked directly, should I continue to do this because of this? No. Should I break the law? No. Are you happy that I'm breaking the law? No. It's past the buck. Past the buck. Now I'm going to end the show showing you people who are putting on the armor of God. After I tell you this, the armor of God is coming to a realization that this armor exists. This armor exists. This is something that's true whether you believe it or not. This armor is protecting you all the time. But unless you come to a realization and a recognition of it, then it does you no good. When Paul says, take up the armor of God in verse 13, it's not grabbing the implements and putting them on you. It's take up. It's in the middle voice of the verb. It is to come under the influence of it, to become aware of it, just like we do with salvation. We learn that we were saved 2,000 years ago, so we take up that truth, and now we live in it. We take it up. That's how you take up the armor of God. So now I'm going to show you a couple pictures here of people putting on, people who really do have the armor of God. It's going to be quite a contrast to the Christian cartoon graphics you saw before. Here are people who are actually enjoying the armor of God. There you go. Yes, this man is being invigorated at this moment in the Lord in the might of his strength. Yes, I have a beautiful woman also. This woman is sandaled with the readiness of the evangel of peace. In fact, she's at peace and she's wearing the cuirass of righteousness. So is this lady. Wearing the cuirass of righteousness. Going to tell you what a cuirass is, of course, tomorrow. She knows that she's been proclaimed righteous, and she has peace. Even though she's a flawed being, she's not perfect, this lady. She looks perfect, but she's not. But she's at peace with that. That's what I tell people. Be at peace with not being at peace. I do have a book called Flawed by Design, and I'm convinced that some things you're never meant to get over. Some things you might, some things you won't. Because it's up to God. and willpower. Paul mocks willpower. Paul puts willpower into the ash heap of history. In Colossians, I'm going to write that. Remind me. Willpower. Give me a break. Okay. Yeah. Would you remind me to write that down? Yeah. It's in Colossians. Paul talks about human philosophy, and then he like dismisses willpower completely. It doesn't mean we don't have wills. It just means that it's the power of God that causes us to behave ourselves in the world. That's another verse. Yes, God's power caused. Write that down. God's power caused us to behave ourselves in the world. And also, that's a good one. Yeah, for the whole thing. Yeah, for the whole green scene. And then the other one I just said. I don't remember what it was. I hope you do. Okay, good. All right. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, until tomorrow, be at peace. Satan is a liar and the father of lies. And sometimes he uses the most delightful vessels to transfer those lies to you, to try to penetrate your peace. That's what the armor of God is for. And we're going to encourage one another to take up this armor, to become more and more aware of it, that it surrounds us even now. And nothing is going to touch your righteousness or your peace.